Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
So, Brooke, I feel like one of the many drawbacks of being a celebrity is that when it comes to the press, everyone thinks you're fair game. Mm-hmm. So you gotta be very careful, very deliberate about literally everything you say.
Yeah, I mean, that has to be so exhausting. Like, even for us hosting a podcast, like, we're not celebrities, but we have to be really careful about how we say things because it can get wild,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I understand the celebrities that, like, very rarely do interviews now because it's like...
It's a landmine.
You say good morning and they're like, wow, new story. Adam Sandler hates bad mornings. It's like, okay. But Drew Barrymore is the latest celebrity to regret something she said on the record. Mm-hmm. And she's been dealing with some major backlash that happened so quickly. Like,
yes.
It feels like whiplash. The article was released and now I'm seeing this headline everywhere within minutes. But it's something she said to a reporter. And like I just said, it's blown up.
Oh, God, yeah. So Drew made a comment to New York Magazine about her pretty challenging relationship with her mom that has gotten so out of hand that Drew has now had to chime in and set the record straight.
God, bless her for, hitting this head on, but also shame on everyone else.
Agree.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Tuesday, June 6th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO. Give me that hot
goss. So since doing a dog food commercial when she was only 11 months old, which... truly wild.
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore has literally grown up in the public spotlight. We talk about this on the Drew Barrymore season of Even the Rich.
Available wherever you get your podcasts.
She started as a child star in movies like E.T., which just put her on the map.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's just continually been booked and busy, I feel like. Mm-hmm. She's always got something going on. She did action films like Charlie's Angels. She did my absolute favorite genre, rom-coms, Never Been Kissed, 50 First Dates. A lot of choices out there.
Yeah.
And these days, Drew is saying, hold up for acting. She's putting movies on the back burner. And she's shifted into daytime talk as the host of The Drew Barrymore Show, which is honestly it seems like a good way to do like a second or third act, you know?
Yeah.
Talk show host.
I mean, she gets so much love for that show.
Yeah, she does.
Like, there's all that stuff online. Like, I feel like all my problems would go away if Drew Barrymore hugged me. She's always just, like, hugging people on that show. Like, truly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really, people love her.
Yeah. And Drew did a new interview with New York Magazine. And in the interview, she opened up a lot about her life as well as her show. And as is always the case, I feel like whenever a celebrity does, like, a cover story for a magazine or a profile, there's always like one comment that becomes the whole thing.
Yes.
And such is the case with Drew.
In the interview, Drew talks about how she interviewed other former child stars like Brooke Shields and Jeanette McCurdy, who have both been very outspoken about their rocky relationships with their mothers. Obviously, mm-hmm. Jeanette McCurdy wrote the book,
yeah.
I'm Glad My Mom Died.
Yeah, I'm Glad My Mom Died. Really good read.
It really is. It's very interesting. And Drew then also spoke about the freedom that she thinks Brooke and Jeanette both have to be open about their moms now that they've passed away. And Drew said, I don't have that luxury, but I cannot wait.
Mm-hmm.
And so after the interview dropped, of course, like we said, media outlets ran with this quote. They picked it out of the whole interview and it became a headline. And as always, they didn't really provide proper context. So
people
are left to blow it out of proportion and take it as it's written.
Yeah.
It's insane. But some outlets went as far as to say that Drew can't wait for her mom to be dead.
Mm-hmm.
And Page Six posted the headline, Drew Barrymore admits she wishes her mother Jade was dead.
Which is just like, Richie's, I highly recommend reading this article because it's just, if you put it in the context of what she's actually saying, mm-hmm. like she's just saying, I can't wait to have these conversations to speak my truth. Not, I can't wait for my mom to be dead. Like, literally,
right.
Very basic reading comprehension we learn in maybe fifth grade, maybe fourth grade. I guess Page Six just skipped over elementary school. I'm not sure.
Well, it's honestly like doing this show, of course, you know, you and I have talked about this. You can't take these clickbait quotes.
No, you cannot.
At face value. You got to read the articles. You just have to, because they're never, almost never as sensationalized as these outlets make them seem.
Yeah, and I will say one thing that I appreciate seeing more and more is, at least on Instagram, you know, Page Six or whomever will post whatever story. And in the comments, there will be comments that it's like, this is actually false.
Yep.
This is not true. This is actually the real story. You've got to read the article or something like that. And it's like, that's great. We shouldn't have to do that. You know,
right.
It should be responsible reporting, responsible journalism. But it's just, it's so dangerous the way that, you know, media outlets will just spin the narrative that they want.
And most of those comments are me on Instagram, just arguing with people.
You and all your aliases.
Yep.
Just to be fully clear, Drew never said that she wishes that her mom was dead. In the interview, she even makes a point of saying that she wants her mom to be happy and thrive and be healthy.
Yeah.
Which is not to say that Drew doesn't have complicated feelings about her mom and that the relationship hasn't had its share of challenges. We dedicated at least one whole episode, if not a couple episodes of our arc to the relationship she had with her mom.
Yeah. So for anyone who didn't listen to that, first of all,
what the
shame
hell?
On you. Yeah.
Come
but
on.
Let's just give you some of the details. So Drew's mom, Jade Barrymore, was her manager when she was a child actor.
Mm-hmm.
And Drew has been very open about how Jade would take her to all these parties with like A-listers, adult A-listers. And Drew was like doing drugs. She was drinking at a super young age. It's truly wild. Drew said because of this, she started drinking when she was 9. And when she was 12, she went to rehab.
The fact that they even have rehab for 12-year-olds, like,
I know,
checking in somebody and it's like this person hasn't even fully gone through puberty yet is just wild to me.
Yeah. And this was also a year before her mom put her in a psychiatric ward, which we also talk about on Even the Rich. And then a year later when she was 14, Drew was awarded emancipation from her parents. And just to add to how unconventional this mother-daughter relationship was, in the interview and on Drew's show, she's talked about how her mom posed for Playboy after Drew posed for Playboy in 1995, which is like, all right, whatever. But we talked about this also on Even the Rich. Her mom would like date her boyfriends after they broke up. Like she dated one seriously that we talked about.
Yeah. It,
like that's the kind of stuff you see on the Jerry Springer show.
Or Passions, that soap opera that I used to watch.
I remember Passions.
Yeah. So this family I used to babysit that lived next door, the mom loved it. And I would just watch it because I would like go over and it's just like, okay, there was like a doll. It was so weird. Anyway, this is a storyline that would just be ripe for the plucking and passion.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, you know, regardless of how complicated Drew's relationship with her mom is, she is responding to all of these headlines. Like, literally, mm-hmm. I felt like I was scrolling through Instagram as I am wont to do. And just every other headline was like, Drew wants her mom dead.
Right.
Just insane.
Yeah.
But, you know, Drew took to TikTok and she had a video to set the record straight. And she came in hot.
Mm-hmm.
To all you tabloids out there, you have been f***ing with my life since I was 13 years old. I have never said that I wish my mother was dead. How dare you put those words in my mouth? I have been vulnerable and tried to figure out a very difficult, painful relationship while admitting it is difficult to do while a parent is alive. And that for those of us who have to figure that out in real time, cannot wait, as in they cannot wait for the time, not that the parent is dead.
I feel like we don't ever see Drew Barrymore this mad.
No.
Like, it's crazy to see her, like, how dare you?
A fiery passion, yeah.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I love it for her. Like, I mean, I think, I don't know if I've talked about it on here, but I definitely talked about it on Even the Rich. Like, she's truly one of the nicest celebrities I've ever met. And
She's one of those celebrities where the hype is right.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's like, oh, she seems so nice. And it's like, no, she actually is really nice. Like, she's just genuinely a good soul.
Yeah.
So if she's feeling this way.
Yeah. You can just hear it. Like, this this pissed her off.
As it should. Like, it's just, and she already has such a complicated relationship with her mom.
I know.
And it's like, to be vulnerable like that in an interview, and then to have everyone just, like, take and run with something that she didn't even say. And, like, you know, relationships are so hard, especially family relationships.
Yeah.
I just finished watching Ted Lasso. No spoilers. But one of the, like, common themes in Ted Lasso is, like, parental relationships, your relationships with your parents. And it's like, you and I are very lucky to have really good relationships with our parents. Yeah. But we're anomalies generally. Like, I know a lot of my friends, a lot of my peers don't have great relationships with their parents. And it's just, like, to have it all out there like this.
I know.
And a story that's not even accurate is, like, come on.
Yeah. Because I think her and her mom have finally gotten to somewhat of a okay place.
Yeah.
I mean, she's talked about this.
Yeah. We talked about this, too, in ETR because she wants her mom to have a relationship
with her
children,
kids.
The grandkids.
Yeah.
So, which is just, I think, a mark of incredible growth where you're able to separate, you know, the challenges, the trauma, whatever it is that you have with somebody, to put that aside to, like, allow a relationship to happen with other people, knowing that it's, like, those two things don't have to be together.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, you read the interview. What did you think about the interview as a whole? How did you think, what do you think about how Drew handled all of this?
I mean, I'm fully in support of Drew. Like, even in her video when she's clearly angry, she's still kind in some, like, you know, like, she's, like, basically,
she's not us, in other words.
Shit. Yeah, she's handled this way better than we would have. So, like, that's just impressive to me. I mean, I can't believe this kind of thing is still happening.
Yeah.
Like, some of these outlets, like Page Six, Radar Online, TMZ, like, they know what they're doing, and no matter how many people comment to stop, they just learn nothing from it. And I think more celebrities should speak out like this. I love when celebrities, like, comment on a headline and say, nope, this actually isn't true at all. Yep. Like, I love when I see those comments on Instagram. So I'm a Drew stan through and through.
Yeah.
So
it's gotta be exhausting. Like, you know, I, for example, I can only imagine what it would be like, but I feel like I get a taste of it every time I get accused of Magnetgate. Like, to know my truth, but to have this smear campaign saying something that's not the truth.
Well, you know, like one of my favorite hosts of Rich and Daily always says, the truth is somewhere in the middle. And it's not Arisha's.
No.
So
throwing my own words back at me,
mean,
that hurts.
This is like 2 days in a row I've lawyered you at the end. So I don't
know.
Am I a lawyer?
No. I, objection, objection overruled. No, sustained.
No, overruled.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziprin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies. Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And be sure to follow us on all socials at Arisha Skid Dubs and at Brooke Ziffrin. We love to connect with you.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.